This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Future Farm Botanicals Liquid Wild Oil of Oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's Wild Oil of Oregano supports a variety of healthy benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate Wild Oil of Oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And today we're going to take a deep dive into a subject that relates to the autonomic nervous system, how we can get a bit better handle on it. We're going to talk about vagal nerve stimulation. This may be a novel topic to you, but I assure you by the end of this podcast, you'll become very familiarized with it via our guest. She's Amy Brannon. She's a registered nurse, and she's co-founder of a company called Nuvana, a very innovative company that harnesses a simple technology to deliver vagal nerve stimulation in an easy way, in a safe way, with important implications for your health. Amy is a co-founder of Nuvana, was the company's chief executive officer in the startup phase, and she currently serves as chief revenue officer, focusing on marketing, sales, and the customer experience. She's devoted to optimizing wellness and mental health through neuroscience. To fight the devastating health effects of stress-induced illness, we know how pervasive that is. She's got over 20 years experience in hospital-based healthcare as an RN. And she's served in both clinical and leadership roles in the intensive care unit and invasive procedural areas. So she comes to us from a very, very prestigious conventional background. She's got a BS in nursing and a BS in psychology from the University of Central Florida. So with that out of the way, Amy, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on, Dr. Hoffman.
It's my pleasure. Okay, well, help us out with some concepts here, because here we're talking about autonomic nervous system function, and we know that aging and many medical conditions are associated with changes and declines in regulation of autonomic nervous system function. So can you give us a primer on that subject, please?
Sure. I think that you may be able to help fill in some of those gaps as we have the conversation, which is why I'm excited for the two of us to be talking together. So you specifically mentioned that as people get older, as we age, the autonomic nervous system actually becomes less responsive. So this is how your body responds to extreme stress, or even the stress that we experience on a daily basis. All of a sudden, we're not as responsive as we used to be. Maybe blood pressure goes up and it doesn't come down as quickly, which is, this is the body's way of responding, protecting itself, and putting yourself into this fight or flight mode, which should be something good, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's adaptive. It's a survival mechanism. It's important to be able to get up and go or stand up and fight.
Right. So important. And that's one of the things we try to explain so often. When I talk to people, I explain, I'm not looking for anyone to get rid of their stress. It's A, impossible. But B, it's not good for you. You need a certain amount of stress in your life, but you need your body to respond properly. And sometimes as we get older, if we don't intentionally tone the vagus nerve, which is part of the autonomic nervous system, specifically the parasympathetic, then you actually wind up with this chronic stress, chronic fatigue, not sleeping well, can't focus, and it creates a lot of mood issues. It may affect your social relationships, you're irritable, and all of a sudden you're the cranky person that nobody really wants to be around.
And it also may actually have profound effects on your physiology, because the autonomic mm-hmm. nervous system has an impact on heart, on the caliber of your blood vessels, whether they expand or whether they constrict, on your digestion. Your very digestion actually mm-hmm. is profoundly affected by that. And as you mentioned, emotion and mood. And, we think that depression, for example, is an example of a dysregulated autonomic nervous system, almost like it's stuck on sympathetic without the ability to and the flexibility to return to a relaxed parasympathetic state. Just give us a primer on the sort of dichotomy between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic system? This is something that, first-year medical students get a really bombarded with, in terms of our understanding.
Right. And it's interesting because as a nurse, I think, way back in the day, this was one of the most difficult concepts for me to grasp. It's this and the cardiovascular system are both very complex. But now that I've been doing this for so long, it just seems second nature. So your sympathetic and parasympathetic systems, as you mentioned earlier, are part of the autonomic nervous system. So these are the two sides that balance each other out without us having to think about it. This is just the automatic side of the nervous system that if in the sympathetic system, you're presented with some stressor. In the examples I like to give is the constant email barrage, then you get a phone call saying that maybe your child got into a car accident, maybe you have a teenager who's driving now. Then on top of that, the air conditioning at your house goes out, and it's August. No matter where you are, it's miserable and hot. So there are numerous assaults on the nervous system, and you have to be able to respond to those things in a way that's productive. So those measures, your heart rate may go up, your respiratory rate goes up, your blood pressure goes up, and your body is actually trying to protect itself, but gear you up to run, fight, or flee, right? So the parasympathetic side is what balances that. So this is the side that after that insult, after that stressor, your body should be able to go back to a normal state fairly quickly. So you calm down, your respiratory rate goes down, your heart rate goes down, your blood pressure goes back down, you're settled back down, and your thoughts can go back to something that is a little more mundane. So when these two things are in balance, then we're really optimized. We can focus, we can troubleshoot, we can carry on great conversations, and it really doesn't pull the stressors on your brain and your organs, because the vagus nerve, of course, reaches almost every organ in the body, every major organ for sure.
And this division is sometimes referred to as the rest and digest system, as opposed to the fight or flight system. I mean, the parasympathetic is right. The rest and digest system, as opposed to the sympathetic fight or flight. And so there's sort of a yin and yang, a back and forth, and that should occur on a daily basis with a certain amount of suppleness. But as people age, or perhaps if they're exposed mm-hmm. to constant stress, they just get stuck on sympathetic overdrive. And, I think you and I know a couple of individuals who may exemplify that in our lives. And and maybe some mm-hmm. of you yourselves may say, that kind of resonates. I think my sympathetic nervous system is stuck in overdrive.
Right. So, you know, when you are in that overdrive, what happens, and I do this even with myself, and I consider myself fairly balanced. I don't really get too excited about much. I don't get really emotional about things. So I think that for the most part, my physiology is probably balanced pretty well. I exercise, I eat right, I do all of those things. But just like you said, there are very subtle physiologic things that you can look at, measures you can look at, and I use a little tracker to check things like heart rate variability, my sleep patterns, my resting heart rate, and a lot of that is because I want to see what actually affects those sort of micro physiologic measures. And it's really interesting to me how long it can take to recover and mm-hmm. come back to baseline after an illness, even a mild illness, and, you know, maybe some extreme strength training or endurance training. And it's so important for your body to get back into that baseline optimal physiologic state so that it can recover. Because if you're not recovering, then you're constantly assaulting your organs, assaulting your brain, and not giving yourself a chance for that longevity.
You know, as you mentioned, you know, one of the measures of the suppleness of the nervous system, and this is something that I always check out, you know, when I take a run or I get off my bicycle or I get out of the pool, you know, my pulse rate will be high and I'll see how quickly it goes back down to normal. And, you know, it may be a matter of a few minutes before it normalizes. And that's actually a sign of good health. And also mm-hmm. it's a sign of youth because you get as older, your systems get a little ricketier. So that often is, and that's actually a feature of, you know, things like the Apple Watch and many tracker devices. But you mentioned, heart rate variability, and that's going to come into play, when we talk in just a few moments about some remarkable studies about, vagal nerve stimulation, you know, using a device similar to the, Nuvana device that you have developed. Heart rate variability is what? I mean, it's actually something that you can't check with, you know, with just putting your finger on your wrist, right?
Right. You actually have to check heart rate variability over at least a short period of time. So we all know how many beats you have per minute. You can count that, like you said, holding onto your wrist or, you know, checking your pulse in your neck. But heart rate variability is really the measure of the variation in time between each beat. So each of those little spikes on the EKG, each pulse that you feel in your neck or on your wrist, there's a timing in between each one. And a lot of times that's related to your respiratory rate. Typically, they'll be tied together. Mm-hmm. And you want a higher variability mm-hmm. between each beat. So
and what I notice is when I look at that in a very healthy young individual, you can actually see the heart rate speed up and slow down in sort of gentle waves. Mm-hmm. But older people have a sort of a stiff rhythm. They have it's just not very variable.
Correct. Yeah, it's very true. And it's like we've been talking about already. It's as you get older, the elasticity of your cardiovascular system goes down mm-hmm. at least at a slope, right? Sometimes significantly, especially depending on how much stenosis or what have you, how much disease there is in that person. But even just the responsiveness of the nervous system as it ties to the cardiovascular system matters there. So if you can help tone your nervous system in a way that we tone muscle or, you know, try to do training for cardiac tone, which is typically aerobic exercise, then all of these things work together.
Okay. So yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, simply implications of this, but I wanted to get into the Nuvana device. Now, the Nuvana device harnesses something called vagal nerve stimulation. And, you know, there's a lot of academic studies about what happens when people with conditions like depression or pain conditions get a vagal nerve stimulator implanted in their spinal cord, right? Or implanted in their body, in their chest, in some, maybe in their neck.
Right.
And that right. delivers a, mm-hmm. an electrical signal directly to the vagal nerve. But that's pretty invasive, right?
Yes. So those devices, these devices really started being implanted about 30 years ago. And like you're saying, they're implanted in the body. They are, there's a coil that's wrapped around a branch of the vagus nerve in the neck. And then it's connected to essentially a pacemaker that mm-hmm. sends electrical signals to the coil. And these are FDA approved in the U.S. For seizures and now for depression. So if you have depression that is refractory to medication, then you may be able to get one of these implanted. Now, like you said, terribly invasive. I mean, you really have to have symptoms that are
It's got to
so,
be pretty bad, yeah.
It does. Yeah. It really has to be terrible. And, you know, we know from the healthcare world that these are not risk-free devices, right? You know, this is surgery. You have potentials for infection and complications and everything that goes along with that. So that part of the vagus nerve has been harnessed in that capacity. But the cool thing is there's actually a branch of the vagus nerve that comes through the ear. So it comes right out the ear canal, and there are small, tiny branches that reach into that little bowl in your ear and the tragus, which is that little triangle piece at the front of the ear canal.
Mm-hmm. Is that so actually, I remember from learning acupuncture that there's a traditional Chinese medicine point there. It's called Shen Men, which is a point mm-hmm. that is used in what's called auricular acupuncture. And there's actually a lot of research on auricular acupuncture for reducing cravings, for reducing, you know, for helping people lose weight, even for drug addiction by stimulating this pleasure point or relaxation point. That it can be employed as a way of attenuating certain problems for pain, for relaxation, etc.
Right. And that ties to how our device was actually invented. So one of our inventors and founders is a physician who's a pain physician. And he was implanting, he does mostly interventions. So he does invasive pain management, not necessarily with pharmacy, mm-hmm. but with procedures. So he was working with
implantable TENS devices and things like that, you know, for
right.
spinal mm-hmm. implantation.
Injections, spinal yeah. injections right. and things like that. Mm-hmm. So he was doing, he was using this device that was a small battery-powered electrical auricular acupuncture device with little needles, and he would place this on the patient, and they would really do very well with chronic back pain. So it was a nice reliever for chronic back pain. And his brother is a cardiac surgeon, and we call him a chronic inventor. So he had many, many patents and had invented numerous medical devices. And as he started digging, he said, you know what, this has got to be the vagus nerve. So looking at all the benefits of tapping into the vagus nerve, that's where the appeal came in to find a non-invasive way, non-surgical, non-needle-based, easy for anyone in the world to use in their daily life, that you can actually access the vagus nerve through the ear. So we send a little electrical impulse through earbuds, and you can use your music with this. You can not use it with music, but it basically sends these tiny little electrical micro impulses mm-hmm. through
barely perceptible. I've done it. Yeah, you know, I've experienced it. It's very interesting.
So it's not uncomfortable. Right. And it's not necessary to crank it up to where it would be uncomfortable. So this sends messages to the vagus nerve, and then the vagus nerve communicates with the brain, which then releases the neurotransmitters that are good for the rest of the body and carries it down the vagus nerve highway, So acetylcholine and norepinephrine, and, you know, of course, serotonin is in there somewhere back and forth between the gut.
So let's describe the box. Let's unbox the Nuvana. What do you get when you purchase a device, and what does it look like, and how do you apply it?
Okay. So everything that you would need for vagus nerve stimulation is all in the box. There's a handheld generator. So like if you ever did, used a TENS unit, you have a handheld device that kind of guides whatever your stimulation is. So this is really, it's a small, about a palm size
yeah.
device. Mm-hmm. And this is really where all the stimulation comes from, and the headphones plug directly into that. So those are both included in the box. And then you need your phone or iPad or something like that, because it is an app-based product. So the reason we did that is because right now, the field is still pretty young. If you think of how ancient the field of acupuncture is, you know, the field of vagus nerve stimulation is nowhere near that, but we built an app that is capable of, we can download or upload a new waveform stimulation pattern or anything based on whatever is current literature, mm-hmm. and then all of our customers can download it within minutes. Mm-hmm. So instead of having a separate device each time some sort of science is discovered, then we can just feed it into the app.
And so, there are different apps, really, and it's according to, you know, I've done it. It's according to personal preference, but mm-hmm. it's also according to, you know, how you want to use it. You can actually pair it with music, which is really quite enjoyable. I've never had as good music listening experiences as when I've paired my favorite music with the Nuvana app. And, you know, deliver the vagal nerve stimulation while I'm listening to, you know, some musical, you know, I've discovered the dimensions to music that I never realized were there before, because I'm in a perfect relaxation state and I'm listening to the music. It's great. So different waveforms, perhaps even, you know, maybe in the future they'll develop different waveforms for specific applications. We can't say right now that this is the waveform mm-hmm. that's going to, you know, lift everybody's depression, or that this one is the one for insomnia, or that this one, you know, I don't think we're quite ready to make that leap. But
right.
It does give you some flexibility in terms of selecting the waveform that conforms best to your condition of your nervous system.
Right. And it's, you know, they all feel a little bit different. It's interesting. Some people it takes a little bit of dabbling, really. So, you know, sometimes you may feel like waveform A just isn't, you can't really feel it very much. So you may switch to waveform C, which, you know, may feel a little stronger to you. And when I use those terms, it's really just the feeling of the little electrical impulse on your skin. And we know from studies that you don't actually have to feel the stimulation for it to be working, but I think just us as human beings, we'd like to know that something's working.
Right.
So we've created it such that
right.
you can feel it.
Exactly. That's interesting, is because when I tune down the volume and the current, when I didn't feel it, I was thinking like, is this really working? So I had to take it up a mm-hmm. notch just so I could barely feel a little sensation in the earbud. So I was confident that it was delivering some kind of
right,
effect.
Right. Yeah. it's interesting, because we know that is for human behavior. I mean, that's the most important thing. We want to make sure that people are comfortable using mm-hmm. it. The other thing is, we all know that, okay, I have stress. I wear let's say you wear a tracker, you go through an app and it says, you have stress. Okay, so what? Now what? What do I do? And we have to get ourselves into some sort of a routine or a habit mm-hmm. that helps us manage these things. So if you're told, okay, meditation is what you need to do, it's really important. I'm not a great meditator.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I don't carve the time out. Maybe I'm not disciplined enough. Mm-hmm. But all of those things are difficult. So we feel like you need tools in your toolbox.
Right. And this is actually a device that kind of assists you in that process of relaxation, because, I mean, frankly, mm-hmm. meditation is great, but, you know, such a small percentage of people actually achieve that. And this is a device that can facilitate what essentially meditation does, which is to switch the sympathetic off temporarily and move you towards a deeper parasympathetic relaxation state. Okay, great. Exactly. You know, we've laid down the groundwork for our discussion of vagal nerve stimulation. The product is Nuvana. You can get more information about that at nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. Also, there's an offer. Thank you, Amy, for making this offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. The Zen Intelligent Medicine Bundle. The device is called Zen, X-E-N. Mm-hmm. Which includes the Zen box set, Nuvana travel case, and a Zen protective sleeve. Right now, you can get 20% off with the discount code DR Hoffman. Just go to nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. And, okay, we're going to break because we divide our podcast into two parts. In part two, I want to talk about some fascinating studies about vagal nerve stimulation, which really illustrates its very, very exciting potential for alleviating a lot of conditions. Today's guest, Amy Brannon. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.